some folky hippie stuff from the 12 Tribes Christian community in Tennessee and elsewhere. We heard Salt, that's the guy's name, Salt, with a story that happened long ago, and Malachi gave us "It's Time for Us to Gather Oil." Gonna end things today with some terrible, terrible Christian music from a horrible cult known as the International Church of Christ. You may have heard of these guys. They were originally the Boston Church of Christ. And their whole deal is they attract a lot of homeless people, drug addicts, and a lot of people who are struggling with their sexual identity. They get you to confess, and then they use your confessions against you to get you to do what they want. So they have a lot of guilt, power amongst their followers. This is a cult that I've actually known a lot of people who got involved in this for some reason. You're kind of forced to give up all your possessions, all your money, and live in one of their group homes. And you're basically, your entire life is a subject of the Church of Christ. And they make terrible music on top of it. So that's going to end things this week. And then I think it looks like we have a wonderful treat for you all. Laura Cantrell is filling in for the old codger today. Laura Cantrell does a wonderful radio program called the Radio Thrift Shop, if you're all familiar with that from years past here on FMU. So you're going to want to stay tuned. Anyway, here is the horrible music of the International Church of Christ. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
Only God can make me happy. Can calm my fears. Only God can fill my inside. Only God can wipe my tears. Yeah. what's tomorrow. Space and time.
Only God rules space and time.
Only God can give the victory.
Only God can give the victory.
Only God can save mankind.
Yeah, yeah.
When I go, I know you're with me. When I do, with you, there's victory.
Take the rug up off the floor. Hey, hey, let's all get gay, the stuff is, yeah. Look Hey there, folks. Laura Cantrell here, subbing for the old codger, as it were, here on a Monday night, the last Monday in August. Welcome to this Proprietress Presents the Old Codger Program show. And hey, it's been a while since I've been on the airwaves of WFMU, so it's very exciting and sweet to get to be here. And so I'm going to get all verklempt. Wow, that doesn't happen that often on the radio these days, I imagine. Now, y'all know the codger and I have a long history, and I'll get into that later. But, you know, when he said he needed to be somewhere away from the station today, I thought, well, what should I do with this hour of time? And I so admire the codger's insistence on his era and his age. And so I thought, well, just try to keep it in that kind of time frame of the early 20th century music, mostly from the United States, a little bit maybe from somewhere else, we'll see. We started off with UB Blake, the Charleston Rag. We heard from the Lady Georgia White, The Stuff Is Here. Ida Cox gave us the Lonesome Blues, and the Lady Valeda Snow with her version of Lonesome Road, all to start our Proprietress in for the Codger program. And, you know, I have to say, I don't know how y'all have all fared over the last couple of years. I imagine some of you folks hearing me tonight either have never heard me on the airwaves of FMU before, or it's been a very long time. So it's really, again, wonderful to be back here. But I have to say, I'm know everybody's had kind of a rough time in some way or other over the last couple of few years. And I hope somehow this summer you got a little bit of time and space to yourself to relax and take care of yourselves and be as well as we can all be in this particular moment. For me, this included getting to visit some family in the far-off state of Hawaii. And I've just returned from there, and it's really hard to return from Hawaii without paying some tribute to all the wonderful Hawaiian music that inspired so much within the worlds of country, jazz, and pop music in the 20th century. So that's exactly what we're going to do next here on WFMU. Stay with us. Thank you.
Hawaiian cowboy. Hawaiian cowboy. San Francisco by the Golden Gate. Aloha ika Hawaiian cowboy. San Francisco by the Golden Gate. Aloha ika Hawaiian cowboy.
Ina mai e ka puana lele hua o Roselani. Ina mai e ka puana o na lei mei ui e.
la da wa la da wa wa la e ni la bi le go e lu la u tu tu lu wa e te do la han le bu te pa le
get a little idea from Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys with the McKinney sisters there of the direct influence on country music from Hawaiian music. A lot of folks don't realize that the Hawaiian steel guitar, the steel guitar itself, was actually invented in Hawaii. It's an indigenous Hawaiian instrument. It was invented in the early 19th century, we think. It might have never been noticed or heard outside of the islands, except for the great kind of cross-cultural explosion of Hawaiian music that happened in the early 20th century with folks like some of the people we heard in the set. The Salho Opii, who started us off with the, I'm going to have to read the set list here, Hana Hawaii. Madame Riviere's Hawaiians. They were a kind of semi-professional group that started out just like performing in schoolhouses and kind of to local audiences on the island of Oahu, eventually became more of a nightclub act and then traveled the world performing Hawaiian music in the very early 20th century, starting in the 20s and going through the 30s into World War II, traveled and not just... for this particular group, not just in the United States, but a lot in Europe as well. That was Madame Riviere's Hawaiians, Fort Street. We heard Saul K. Bright and his Hawaiians with the, of course, very infectious sounding Hawaiian cowboy. And of course, you can hear in that name that Saul K. Bright, who was from Hawaii, but he chose the name for his group, the Hawaiians. Because the West Coast of the United States, including Los Angeles and, of course, Hollywood, had gone Hawaiian music crazy in the first, in the 20s and on. And Saul K. Bright and his Hawaiians performed a lot in that circuit on the West Coast. So did Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. And so, you know, however Bob Wills came across the steel guitar, it was a main instrument in his... you know, blend of swing music that he played that mostly originated in Texas, but with this very distinct and absolutely directly attributable to Hawaiian music sound of the steel guitar, the electrified played on your lap steel guitar. You play a lot of jazz on that steel guitar that they figured out how to work that thing in Hawaii. And they accompanied hulas with it at first. It's kind of an amazing trajectory for one instrument from one place that, you know, you think of Hawaii, it's part of the United States, but it's also about 2,500 miles off the coast of California. So it's kind of, you know, barely, I shouldn't say barely a state. I don't mean that in any pejorative way, but it's a, probably the least likely of all of our states to have been made a U.S. state. And its music gets sometimes lumped in with American music, but it is actually its own very incredibly diverse and rich tradition, and many traditions, actually, from the different islands of Hawaii. So that's something that Old Codger probably wouldn't talk to y'all about. And not that I'm saying that's a bad thing, but I thought I would do that as a little something I could do here in the Codger's time slot on the WFMU airwaves. Now, let me tell y'all, this is Laura Cantrell filling in for the Old Codger proprietress, bringing whatever we got. We have mostly been listening to vinyl in this program, but I want to just say that Old Codger he's an old rapscallion, and y'all know that because you've been listening to his show for a long time, but he's quite a character. And what you guys probably don't know is that I met Old Codger way back in the 90s. Imagine that, when I was just a young lassie. But Codger knew my great aunt Ethel. She was on the radio in New York City in the 1930s. And I just will say that whatever Aunt Ethel said about the old codger wasn't always kind of on the above board, if you know what I mean. And I have a feeling that codger kind of made his way around the young ladies involved in radio and music of that period. And we're going to hear some of those ladies next, just to kind of tip our hats to the old codger of his youth. And in fact, we're going to hear Lily Mae Ledford with Rosalie and Bella Allen performing from the ballad operas, the Alan Lomax program that was from Town Hall. It was a live broadcast that has been recorded, and the folks at the Smithsonian actually preserve this for us and make it available. And I thought it would be kind of interesting. Let's think back to when old codger was a young man, sprightly thing, running around, chasing around the young ladies of the New York City and Northeastern music world. Let's think of that while we listen to these ladies give us a little bit of a cautionary tale called The Gypsy Davy. Stay with us here on WFMU.
Gypsy lad, come riding through the wilderness, singing so loud and merry, oh. His voice rang loud through the green, green trees, and it charmed the heart of a maiden, oh. And it charmed the heart of a maiden, oh. How are you, my pretty little miss? How old are you, my honey, oh? She answered him with a tee-ha-ha, I'll be 16 next Sunday, oh. I'll be 16 next Sunday, oh. Where you go? Go with me, my honey, oh. I'll take you across the deep blue sea, and you never want for money, oh. And you never want for money, oh. Oh, will you leave your fine, fine home? Husband and your baby, oh. Oh, will you leave them all behind and go with Gypsy Laddie, oh. And go with Gypsy Laddie, oh. Oh, yes, I'll leave my fine, fine home, my husband and my baby, oh. Oh, yes, I'll leave them all behind and go with Gypsy Laddie, oh. And go with Gypsy Laddie, oh. Last night she slept on a fine feather bed by the side of her husband and her baby, oh. And tonight she roams the wide world o'er by the side of Gypsy Laddie, oh. By the side of Gypsy Laddie.
Now, boys, it's Hoagie Carmichael again. That's a little introduction to a new song that I did for the picture I just finished out of Universal called Canyon Passage. It's a $2 million Technicolor spectacle. Ought to be all right, but it's late in 1855, And the songs I had to write for that naturally had to fit that period. Well, the one I'm going to attempt to do now is a little ballad, much better fitted to someone with some vocal cords, but I'll do the best I can with my little shaggy dog voice. Take me to the Rogue River Valley, valley, where the silvery moonlight shines. Someone waits for me in the valley, there among the blue-tipped pines. She'll be by the river where all heaven beams, and there by the river we'll find the trail of dreams. Donkey, don't you dare to dally. Can't you hear the killdeer's song? High up in the Rogue River Valley, that's where I belong.
That I'm your very on. Each night I pray for your returning, but while you're gone, I walk alone.
In a vine-covered shack in the mountains, bravely fighting the battle of time. There's a loved one who's weathered life's sorrows. Is that silver-haired daddy of mine? If I could recall all the heartache, dear old daddy, I've called you to bed. If I could erase those lines from your face and bring back the gold to your head. God would grant me the power just to turn back the pages of time. I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine. Lay, I know it's too late, dear old daddy, repay all those heartaches and cares. But dear mother is waiting in heaven just to comfort and solace you there. If I could recall all the heartaches, dear old daddy, I've called you to bed. If I could erase those lines from your face and bring back the gold to your hand. If God would grant me the power just to turn back the pages of time, I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine.
We had to have some yodeling, and also you have to have a little tip of the hat here to the lovely Everly Brothers. I know that you listeners to the Old Codger program, you like all kinds of old music, not just specifically from 1920 to 1940. There's a lot of other stuff that falls into the category of old, even as myself approaching Codger-like age here in my time at WFMU. So Everly Brothers, mid-century rock and roll kids, and they just recently, obviously Don Everly just recently passed away. I was thinking about him a lot and haven't had my own chance to pay tribute to him. The song That Silver-Haired Daddy of Mine was one that they recorded on the incredible album Songs Our Daddy Taught Us. We just heard the version from the Girls of the Golden West. So somewhere in there is my own little tip of the hat to the Don Everly and his wonderful singing voice. We also heard in that set Ernest Tubb, another Texan in there, I Walk Alone. Hoagie Carmichael, Live on the Radio, V-Disc radio series. We heard his tune called Rogue River Valley, which he, now these, get this y'all, that song was recorded in 44 or 45, so still World War II era, and Hoagie Carmichael saying, this is a song I just did for a film, a $2 million picture for whatever movie production company he was working for at the time. He did a lot of that stuff, but it's kind of hard to imagine the $2 million movie made in 1944. That was a really, must have been stuff with lots of big fight scenes and stuff like that. Anyway, Rogue River Valley from the Western, it had something to do with the canyon. I don't remember the rest of the name. Hoagie Carmichael, again, live on the radio, the V-disc. He was talking to the boys of the U.S. Army, who he would be, have been actually recording that program for. We heard at the top of the set, Lily Mae Ledford, Rosalie, and Bella Allen singing in three-part harmony, a tune you don't often hear sung in harmony, the Gypsy Davy old folk song, and that, again, from the Martins and the Coys, the folk ballad series that were live radio broadcasts and featuring all kinds of amazing musicians of the time. Pete Seeger, the Burl Ives, there's Woody Guthrie and Sonny Terry, an amazing collection of musicians that all brought together their various sort of folk singing skills to animate the story of really would be like the Hatfields and McCoys story for a live radio broadcast with some narration and a little bit of dramatization as well. One of my old favorites from my days here at WFMU. Now, where are we going next? Y'all probably wondering, and I am seeing the old clock on the wall has telling me there's not a lot of time left here. So, by the way, I just want to say there's a lot of nice comments coming in, and I appreciate them all. For those of you, a couple of folks were asking some questions about the Hawaiian music we played a little bit ago. There's a great book called Kika Kile. That's the history of the Hawaiian steel guitar. It has all of the details in there if you guys want to know more about that history. And I would jump in the chat and say hello back, but I'm amazed I even have the playlist going at all. So we'll leave it at that. You know, Slim and Slam were speaking to me from their spot in the library. And so they are coming up next here in the proprietress fill-in for the old codger.
Let people stroll in the moonlight where the stars dance each night. We sing a love song that the world goes by. Oh, that champagne lullaby. Then we go to some cozy spot where the music is sweet, not too high. One table for two, life must be blue, baby, to the champagne lullaby. The look in my eyes should make you realize what you mean to me. You walked into my heart right from the start. Oh my darling, I love you dear. Let's have this dance, my sweetheart. This is our romance, don't let it start. I remember this night as the years go by. For that champagne lullaby, yeah. Thank you.
Well, there we have it, folks, the lovely Boswell sisters with their moody version of the mood Indigo. Dickie Wells in the set there with Dickie Wells Blues, and Slim and Slam with the Champagne Lullaby. One concluding set here in a short show. Proprietress Laura Cantrell filling in for the Old Codger. It was my pleasure, folks. I enjoyed it so much. I just want to remind you all that you are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. I'm going to have to move the microphone in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. And Lou is up next. Enjoy your evenings, and thanks a lot.